Started in the nosebleeds, now I'm on the flow seas. First pick talent, undreaded to the home scene. Sleeping on a nigga, now I'm living in my own dream. You can call me coach, cuz now I'm on my own team. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion.
Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And we up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. And I got the normal squad today, plus my man G. What's good with you? It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. This is back from Texas for Thanksgiving. Just here to
Anyway, y'all know the motto up here, we won't waste no time, so we're gonna get right into it. But we starting today off a little differently. It's usually an overreaction episode, but we're dedicating this segment to Shane, man. Shane, you've been coming hard with them overreactions. With the CJ Stroud, that I think back to back weeks, you've been on it. Mm-hmm. And this is officially your segment, man, so you can start it off. What's your overreaction for the week?
Washington is tanking.
I don't think that's really an overreaction.
I swear y'all were actually trying. Y'all ran into the G-Men and they said, oh, we can't make it this season.
I think Sam Howell tries his heart out.
Y'all got scared. Y'all started shaking your boots. They said, all right, man.
Can't even say nothing back.
Exactly. It's a sweep.
Y'all got 3 wins and 2 of them against us.
Yeah. I thought y'all had a chance this year.
I keep forgetting he's a Giants fan, not a Lions fan no more.
I mean, they got too good. 1960s, back when, you know, we wouldn't have this platform to speak on.
Especially you.
Okay.
And EMG got a chance.
Yeah. Okay. Let me give y'all.
That wasn't real, man.
No.
No.
All right. I think we made y'all tank. How about that? No, that's not overreaction either, because y'all terrible. Because y'all lost to Danny DeVito.
You got sacked up times that game.
All
right.
Let me help
you all
out.
Bro, I hate you, bro. Like, listen to the conversations that are being had. Right?
You're blaming the season on Ron Rivera, right?
Yes.
Now?
Blame everything.
See, y'all got to
pick that dumbass roster.
I mean, y'all have a great offensive mind as your offensive coordinator.
He can only do with so much.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see after.
They can score 40 a game. The defense giving up 45.
Okay.
Oh, how's that rookie doing, Forbes?
Yes.
Yeah, well, come on, Shane. We ain't got time to waste.
Okay.
What you got?
Herbert. And, well, I can't say the charge. Everyone knows how I feel about the charge. But Herbert is sneaking out of my top 7.
Oh, my God.
Like for the season?
Or just 7's a lot.
Yeah.
7 quarterbacks being better than Justin Herbert is crazy.
Especially this season. That's why I was like, really?
This season we added one more talent to the list for sure. The MVP front runner.
I got that guy.
We have a healthy Lamar. I can't speak on Hurts this episode because everyone saw how he got all his points and how they kind of moved the ball. It was really check down the sweat. But,
Chiefs defense is legit.
Yeah, but, let me go ahead and start naming my folks. I'm gonna put Lamar in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking CJ Stroud over him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking Patrick Mahomes over him. Burrow's gonna go over him. Lucky. Well, not lucky, but he's out for the remainder of the season, so that's unfortunate.
So is Hurts? Is he throwing him in there?
Yeah, I'm putting Hurts in there.
Josh Allen?
That's actually where
I might say. I think you found his spot right now.
Yeah, it's got to be Josh because Herbert.
Rain Dakota.
Yes, Dak is going above Herbert. Dak is
absolutely better than Herbert this year.
Okay, there's the overreaction.
Dak is absolutely
better than Herbert this year. I don't think Burrow was better than Herbert this year before he got hurt.
I mean,
it's hot.
You could argue that.
They're about the same, though.
You could argue that, but Joe Burrow was hurt.
Right.
Herbert,
when he got healthy, he started
snapping. Brandon Staley is a terrible coach.
We can only blame Coach. Well, I'm not. Well, I was about to focus on this too much.
Broncos fan. I can say a lot about that. Coaching goes a long way.
It does, but this man, you can't. Coaching doesn't miss open passes. That's not on coaching.
But they also drop passes, too.
Is that coaching?
I mean, no, it's a player, but I'm saying.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You can only say coaching so far.
I mean, but most of the positions that we're in, it's bad play calling. And again, Chargers in our division is no different.
Their primetime game was all on Herbert. It was not play calling.
Against Dallas?
Yes. Yeah. It was all on Herbert. That had nothing to do with play call. But anyways, Brian, go ahead. You got an overreaction for?
My overreaction, and I feel like I'm kind of cheating here a little bit, but I'm going back to a previous overreaction. I'm going back to a bold prediction, a bold statement, rather, I had before the season. Them QB contract extensions, man. Oh, my God. I couldn't have been more right about anything. And I'm going to include Deshaun Watson in this one, too.
You have to.
That shit looks nasty.
Well, Deshaun is easily the worst contract.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Well, him or Daniel.
That shit nasty.
When they both got hurt and they both didn't do anything. So
Daniel Jones. Nasty. Herbert. They haven't advanced as a team at all. And they got mad holes on their roster they're not going to be able to fill when that shit starts kicking in. Burrow, it sucks to suck, but hey, nasty. T. Higgins is going to be gone. You're already going to lose a weapon. They already put some money in the O-line, and that shit not working. Nasty. Who else?
Right.
Hurts is Hurts. The Eagles are the Eagles. Lamar is Lamar. The Ravens are the Ravens. But other than that, them QB contract extensions this past year, and I'm throwing in Deshaun Watson in there too, fucking Mr. Nasty Time himself. Like, ugh.
So wrong Mr. Nasty Time.
Yeah, ugh.
Nasty. Now you got to change your fantasy football picture.
I'm saying. Yeah, I should put Deshaun Watson on that job. Him or Diddy.
Nasty man on
the loose. There's got to be a picture out there of them dapping up.
If I find it, I'm putting it on it.
Making it is not.
But not for real.
So back to the contracts.
Them teams are going to regret that shit. Like, they just are. And it's not like they had any choice except for the Giants. I don't know why that wasn't a franchise tag. See what happens. And then get out of that after this year. But they didn't have a choice because you got to have your quarterback. Like, you got to lock up your quarterback long term, especially if they've been performing.
They're about to double down, though. If you saw the latest mock draft, Giants are getting both Knicks. So they're doubling down on ass quarterbacks.
I wish the Giants would draft both Knicks with Marvin Harrison Jr. right there on the board.
Nah, because they're projected to go 5 now. They're the 5th pick now.
Oh, because they beat us.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Can you imagine if we end up with the same amount of wins as them and we get the better pick?
Hey, if we finish top 2. Marvin Harrison, man. I don't care if we got a good receiving core already.
I don't think he's
not passing.
Yeah, that's what I say.
He's not passing.
I said, but Dotson's playing nice. I'm scared. No, he's not. Curtis Samuel has flashes.
They're cool.
Save some money.
You see, Terry.
Cool.
Yeah, save some money.
Save some money and get another pick.
That's true.
That's a whole different conversation. But yeah, them QB contract extensions, them teams, they're going to regret that shit because it's nasty.
All right, my overreaction is going to be Jordan Love is still that guy. They won against the Chargers 23-20. Y'all know I've been high on Jordan Love anyway.
He would be
top 10. But let me read you some stats, man.
Oh, God.
Jordan Love, 2,331 yards, mm-hmm. 16 touchdowns and 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Solid, right? He's 25 years old. There's another 25-year-old quarterback, 2,400 yards. 15 touchdowns, 9 picks. So one less touchdown, one less interception. You know who that quarterback is? 25,
yeah.
Brian, any guess for you?
I think he'd be right now.
So Jordan Love, 2,300, 16 mm-hmm. touchdowns, 10 mm-hmm. picks. The other mm-hmm. quarterback, same age, 2,400, 15 touchdowns, 9 picks.
Ken Lawrence?
No.
Lawrence only had that many touchdowns. You said same age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they come in?
Herbert? I mean, Hurts?
Yep. Jalen Hurts. Yeah. So Justin, I mean, Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love have basically identical stats. So Jordan Love is just, their weapons suck out there. Like we were saying that before the season started, Christian Watson is very questionable anyway.
Their weapons or the Packers weapons?
Packers. Oh, okay. They were very questionable anyway. Christian Watson was questionable coming out of college. And Rodgers had some explosive plays with him, but he's a type that is very, very, very home run hitter. Like occasionally, very rare too. But he'll get you like 3 for 130. Then the next 5 weeks, them will be the same stats.
That means McCole Hardman.
Yeah, sure.
That's the rookie they got. Reed, he's starting to emerge. The thing is, Jaden Reed for the Packers. He's starting to emerge.
Didn't they have another receiver you got in fantasy though?
Dobbs.
Romeo Dobbs, Christian Watson, and Jaden Reed. Dobbs also
But yeah, so my overreaction is Jordan Love is still that guy because he's been getting hate for weeks. And it's somewhat understandable, but that team has been banged up. Aaron Jones has played like 2 full games this year. The defense has been very inconsistent. Jair's been out. And like I said, the receivers just aren't there. But Jordan Love can still be that guy for the Packers. Just have to give him a weapon. That's what it comes down to. G, what you got for your first overreaction?
So my first overreaction is something that I think, I'll say it's kind of the football heads know, but Cowboys are the most overrated, overhyped team in the NFL right now because they played no real competition this season. And they're going to literally get battle tested at the last 4 games of the season. They're going to get exposed. They played one true team. Well, we're going to say the Eagles, but every real team they played, they either got blown out or they were getting blown out and they tried to come back at the end. They played the 49ers. They lost 42-10. They played the Eagles. Eagles had them beat and then they came back at the very end. They lost to Joshua Dobbs in the Cardinals week 3, I believe. Mm-hmm. They beat the Giants. They beat the Jets. They beat the Giants twice.
The Jets gave the Eagles.
They beat New England. They beat the Chargers. And then they just beat the Panthers. What real competition have the Cowboys really played for them to be, oh, they're at the top of this totem right now. Like, they're looking like the team to beat. They still have to play Buffalo. They still have to play Miami. And they still have to play Detroit. Out those 3 games, I probably see them winning one of them. And I don't foresee Philly again. Again, Dak's playing very good. No. And that's the last game of the season.
No, we played next game.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. I'm saying, but y'all playing also last game of the season.
No.
We do?
We do.
I don't know why I thought we already played them. Nah, I'm so used to us losing. I already marked that joint down.
I forgot to root them whipped
out. So, I think that the Cowboys are going to really get tested more. Like I said, Dak always plays well enough in the regular season. He's always been a regular season quarterback. It's when playoff time comes when it's crazy. Right. And like I said, my little last tidbit I was going to say, Detroit Lions is going to be the number one seed in the NFC.
Oh,
that's it.
That's been my squad for 2 years now, man.
I know. They have basically the easiest schedule going for the rest of the season.
That's what we talked about last week. I asked y'all who won that division last year. Because, you know, the schedule goes by who won the division last year. You get the harder schedule. But for the next, like, 10 minutes, let's just chat. No overreaction. We don't have to do overreaction. Let's just chat about football, man. Let's get into it. Because a lot of stuff interesting happened this week.
Yep.
And one of the games I want to talk about is Cardinals and Texans. I love the fact that the Cardinals brought Kyler back because there's a lot of teams, especially NBA. Maybe I watch so much basketball. Like, when your star is down for a while, your first instinct is like, let's just rest him. Let's come out with some BS injury, get a high draft pick. Cardinals was like, man, we don't need to do this again. Like, we did it with Josh Rosen. We drafted him. Then a year in, he's garbage, but we got rid of him. Kyler Murray, you're here. You're good. Like, it's not like you're not a franchise quarterback. We don't need to tank to get Caleb Williams, especially seeing how Caleb Williams is struggling right now. It's like we're not about to have both y'all on the team then trade Kyler. Like, y'all don't want to – that's a bad look for the organization.
Kyler got paid, too, before
he got – Yeah, he got paid right before the ACL injury. Mm-hmm. So – but he looks real good. Like, he looks real good. So
yeah, he does.
I think they're Cardinals got like two or three wins. Yeah, but right now they're projected to get Marvin Harrison Jr. That would be amazing. That would
be crazy, yeah.
With Hollywood Brown, Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., that would be amazing. CJ Stroud looked good. Them picks, I don't worry about them. A lot of people were getting on him. Like, I think he had 2 picks going into the game. Then he threw 3. Two of them were really bad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like he said, he's going to keep throwing it, and he should.
And it's like breaking news. A rookie rookie quarterback has a game where he has multiple turnovers. Like, that happens.
And let me, have y'all heard, I haven't heard much at all from Will Anderson. That was the joint that was struggling to cut on.
Oh, no.
Will, that's the third pick, right? Will, yeah. I have not heard much about him.
No, he's been decent for the Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been decent. He had, I think he has like 6.5 sacks. Like, he gets a lot of pressure, like, but he's not getting home. But no, he's been playing decent.
Okay.
Like, he's, I want to say, for rookies, for like getting pressure, I want to say he's like top five out of like all the rookies. Like, he's been playing.
Jalen Carter is one.
Yeah, I think because of Stroud and Tank Dell, like, just taking over that offense. You know, we've gotten a lot of the attention because we didn't. I mean, preseason conversations, like, we didn't really expect them to win more than two games or nothing like that this year.
He's at three sacks with 22 solos.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so. But no, I see it, though. Yeah, but it's also like, you know, we're not really looking at the Texans for Will Anderson, the Texans for CJ Stroud. But
that defense did step up for them to win that game, though, against the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about the main event, the Monday night game. This game was very reminiscent of the Chiefs game. Who did they open up the season against?
Lions. Lions.
That was very reminiscent of that. The receivers are still the problem. The difference is Kelce was a problem, too. Like that. He made up for it, but that drop, well, he had that one drop, I think, on third down. He made up for it the very next play, caught it on fourth down. But he was just ineffective. They did have him strapped up the first half.
Like, triple team.
Yeah, it was crazy. And people can get on the Eagles. They're all, I see a lot of stuff. They're the worst 9-1 team. Like, bro, that's a terrible statement. Like, they're teams are allowed to struggle at sometimes. And the Chiefs' defense is legit.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and Hurts is not 100%. Like, it's so much hate going on with them. And we're, me and Brian Commanders fan, but I'm not about to sit here and bash a team like that. That's still probably the most complete team in the league. And the record is still there to prove it. Because a lot of people were saying, like, the 49ers were. I was saying that, and they had a quick, what, four-game losing streak? Three-game losing streak. Eagles are still legit. They struggled against a team, the defending champs, who have an elite defense, better than last year's defense.
For sure.
And they could have lost, obviously, on that last play. Maybe Eagles could have also drove down the field and scored again. But I think the Eagles' hate is weird. Like, for some, we're in a generation where we hate greatness. Anytime somebody's doing too good, we're like, nah, it's something up with them.
I don't think they're hating on them because they're good. They're hating them because for them to be 9-1, most of their games that they played or how they won has been average. But the thing is, it doesn't matter if you're playing average football, if you're still doing enough to get the W is what you have to do. Like I said, that Cowboys game, they had that game won. Cowboys still came back and still almost won. You could say there were bad calls that game on the ref side or just Dak trying to do stuff and got flipped. All that can be played into that. They were always short. They were short trying to score. A lot of things happened. So most of the hate comes from, for them to be 9-1, what have they shown or what have they done? Like, they haven't done anything commanding for them to be like,
I disagree. Yes,
this is why.
Now, I'm not going to debate. No, just let me get my point. I'm not about to debate it. But I more so agree with Ian saying that they are hating just because they are great. You could say they have some average, you know, outings, but
Majority of their wins.
Let's not forget that A.J. Brown's making history for 125 receiving yards.
That's why I'm confused, too. It's like, they're still, statistically, they're still dominant. Like, individually, they're all cooking.
It's their defense.
Yeah, it's definitely their defense. Which you say, well, again, Slay DBs is not, it's like still there. Not.
That 10 different, like, DB safety switches like for swapping their secondary. Yeah. So that's why they're saying their secondary. Like, the front seven, great. Yeah. But, like I said,
front seven and then the entire offensive line, running backs, plural, receivers. I know Goddard's out. Yeah. That's another thing. Goddard's out. Mm-hmm. That's a big piece for them.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't. I don't get it.
Like, I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
What you were explaining. Like,
I mean, I'm hating just because.
For sure.
Yeah, like, come on. I don't give a damn about Shamar Moore.
I mean, I'm going to say the scores out. Y'all jump in if y'all want to talk about the game real quick. Mm-hmm. Browns, Steelers. Browns won 13-10. No. Dolphins, Raiders, 20-13. Dolphins. Lions had a great comeback against the Bears, 31-26. And Fields return.
Tua was a turnover machine. He has to work on that. Like, the Raiders were too close that game because he kept turning the ball over.
Yeah, I don't need, who's their quarterback?
Aiden McConnell.
Yeah, that game should have never been that close at all.
Also, Jalen Ramsey back.
He's playing.
There's no other quarterback to talk about this year except Ramsey, even though he only played like three games.
He has two picks.
Yeah, he's back at once. Jags blew out the Titans. I think you actually had the Titans winning this week, that week, Bar, in your picks.
I'm surprised about that.
I'm pretty sure I went like 0-3.
No, not that, because I had Derrick Henry getting a certain amount of touches or yards, and he was nowhere near that.
He's done, and the Jags are frauds. That whole game, I don't care. I don't care. He has a magical connection with Ridley one day, and he disappears for 4 weeks. I don't even want to spend time on it.
Do you think it's a Ridley problem or a T-Law problem? I said last week, it could. I don't watch the tape. Like, I've watched games, but I'm saying tape, obviously, because I brought up last week. It could be like an Allen Robinson thing. When he was in Chicago, everybody was like, free him, free him. But there was one Chicago fan, I remember, put out a long clip of Allen Robinson's tape. And it was him not getting no separation, just him slowing routes. And it was like, no, he's just washed. He goes to the Rams, and it proves. So is it Calvin Ridley or is it T-Law?
I think if we're going to place the blame, I'm going to say it's probably Ridley, because he has a good amount of targets to Kirk, and Kirk has made some plays. He was there last year, so he has better chemistry. Zay Jones is out. He is able to connect with Ingram a little bit more. And
Ingram got 72 targets with no touchdowns.
Yeah, we can talk about touchdowns, but, I mean, he's effective. He is.
Yeah, his stats are his facts. Got to throw out a stat.
Yeah, for sure. So I think if it's anything, it has to be more so a Ridley thing.
He probably scared that he gambling. If I throw him the ball, he probably bet.
That is hilarious.
He's not making it hot. He's betting the under a week. The fifth week, he bets the over.
He said, like, give me the ball.
If I bet the over every week, they're going to know it's me doing it.
That's what I got for that game.
That's hilarious.
Seahawks-Rams. The Seahawks blew the kick, which was
But Geno terrible. Also got hurt. And Kenneth Walker got hurt.
No, but
he's going to be hurt for a minute, they said.
They're still not too sure about Geno, though, by the way. I think I was looking into maybe making a trade with Lockett in another league. But, Geno, I forget. They thought it was something like he came back into the game, you said?
Yeah, he feeling he got back.
Yeah, he's still going to be questionable. And they thought it was like a wrist or like a shoulder thing, but it's more so like a tendon towards like the bottom of the arm or some weird stuff. I read the report. I don't think he's healthy. Even if he plays, I think he's just playing through it. Mm-hmm. But I think that's going to impact a lot of those Seattle games, especially with Kenneth Walker.
In fact, he's another one throwing that. I mean, technically he was a free agent, but that QB extension conversation. Because if he got it, and it's his throwing shoulder?
I think it was the right one.
If it's his throwing shoulder for a team that, you know, they're an all or nothing offense. Like, they don't do 10 play drives unless it's the Commanders. They don't dink and dunk unless it's the Commanders. Like, they go for home runs, and if it's not a home run, we punt. So,
yeah, that's true.
If he got an injury to his throwing shoulder and he can't push the ball downfield, yeah, it's going to look ugly for them the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Any games you want to talk about?
Any games I want to talk about?
Yeah.
Ron Rivera kissed my ass.
So what'd you think about what I said on Twitter, man? I said, because everybody's like, fire Rivera now. I'm like, no, let's wait till after Dallas. Let's get our ass whooped one good time, because I don't want to put a black coach in charge of an ass whooping on prime time.
Oh, no. Like, I'm definitely, first of all, I've been saying fire that man since we lost to Cleveland last year. But no, it definitely makes sense to wait until the short week is over to then do it. Some people saying, wait till the end of the season so we know that they're going to be trash and get the higher draft pick. I'm just tired of watching him on the sideline. I'm just tired of seeing him stand there just...
Put his glasses on.
He do the same shit as me on game day. Both sitting there watching the game, you know.
Discrediting yourself.
I just tweet. Like, I just tweet. He don't do nothing. Like, I can't. I'm tired of watching him on the sideline. I'm tired of him making random excuses, like the players celebrating after like pass breakups and shit. Like, you're the fucking coach. If you don't want your players celebrating after little shit, then say that during training camp and practice, not to the media after you just got embarrassed by Christopher Moltisanti from The Sopranos. Like, what are we talking about? Like, just stop, bro. Stop. Like, go away.
Damn.
All right, these other games, I'm just going to give one quick sentence to summarize them. Jets, Bills, Zach Wilson finally benched.
About time.
Tim Boyle.
Niners, Bucks. Niners took care of business. Nothing there. Giants, Commanders, Jesus Christ. Cowboys, Panthers. Cowboys took care of business. Nothing.
Random
there.
Thing about that. Do you know Bland has the same amount of touchdowns this year as Kelce, Davante Adams, DK Metcalf?
I don't like them.
I think that's all sweet about that.
But that's okay. He has four pick sixes. He has six interceptions with four pick sixes. And I get everyone doesn't get into the red zone or the end zone, but just the fact that the people that they listed were like these top tier weapons, that's just crazy to me. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it is. It's just, that's just one of them SportsCenter stats, man. Like, who cares?
Cause I think it was on Good Morning Football. I know what I'm thinking about.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's just those stats they nitpick.
It's just crazy. They lost Trayvon Diggs and replaced him with another Trayvon Diggs.
Oh, yeah.
He has been having a solid year.
Vikings, Broncos. Like, you got a sentence for that one?
That was literally what I was going to say. I'm going to say the same. If it wasn't for our defense, again, and you know that Guna is the worst person to talk football, he's like, Russ is doing good. And you would say, fantasy-wise, he's doing fine. Russ is not doing enough. Bill's game was too close. We had too many turnovers and too many short field opportunities for Will Lutz to kick four freaking field goals, and we scored one touchdown. All I'm saying.
Yeah, no one cares about the Broncos, though, so.
We're 5-5.
Only thing I'm going to say about this game is I want my credit. I'm going to be humble for now, but in 6 weeks, I want my credit because nobody else was saying Jettis is not coming back. I've been saying it since that man got hurt that he is not coming back this year. Yeah. And it just, every week, it looks less and less likely.
Yeah, once he said he don't care about y'all fantasy.
Oh, you know, I
was like, oh, yeah, he done. Yeah, that boy done.
I say, if he doesn't return in 2 weeks, it's no chance. Because what would the point be?
Yeah.
But, yeah, all right. Anything else y'all want to say before we get to the two main events? Yeah, G don't know about the second one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
All right, bet. Well, first one is guess the player. You already know how this goes. This one, I didn't even know how short this guy was in the league for, so I actually have to give the team. This guy was drafted in the first round to the Detroit Lions back in 2010. Mm. He's a running back. He was drafted there to break that curse they had. Remember, they never had a 1,000-yard rusher and a 100-yard rusher in the game. Not never, but it was like a huge drought. So this guy got drafted, but he only played in the NFL for 2 years. In them 2 years, he had less than 1,000 yards combined.
Okay, it's not the guy.
But we know that we somewhat know. Casuals obviously wouldn't, but this guy's name's like, oh, I remember this dude. He had a big man's number. Obviously no accolades. He was a complete dog in college, so I don't know what happened.
What do you mean by big man's number? Is it over 80?
No. It's a running back. I know. It's between 40 and 49.
I know exactly.
Jarvin Best.
Jarvin Best, let's go!
I remember it. I said, what is his name? I was literally about to ask him a question.
That was way too
much. Find somebody else. Hold on.
I was like, you know what he said? He said 1,000-yard rush. I said,
I ain't even get a question out. No.
I didn't know he was gone within 2 years.
Me neither. That's great. I got one more.
I think he had like mad concussions or something, but nah.
You really want one more?
Yeah.
All right. It's another running back.
No. All right.
Okay.
No, I'm here now.
He played 6 years, 5 with one team. It's another dude that was supposed to be really nice. He is a Super Bowl champion. Best season, he had 1,200 yards with 13 touchdowns.
Did they win the Super Bowl?
He's a Super Bowl champion.
Oh, you didn't say that. My bad. I thought you said you've been to the Super Bowl, not Super Bowl.
Okay.
Do y'all see the score of this game?
OT? Now, they did say the Pacers give up like 120 a game, though.
So. Jesus Christ.
And I guess the Hawks probably the same thing, so this is perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Should click? Oh, no. I will say click in on that game, but the top right's close, too.
Yeah, they both are.
This guy was the same number for the first team. He only played for the second team for 1 year. It was his last year's career. He retired at 26.
One question. Did he play for an SEC team?
No.
Okay. I already knew who my guess was, but that's why I asked you who it was.
He played for both conferences. The two teams he played for actually played in the Super Bowl against each other. So,
like,
no.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't an SEC school. It's a Big Ten school.
Bitch.
I was trying to think how many years did No'Shawn play, but he played for the Broncos. And
No'Shawn was Georgia.
Yeah, that's what I said. Boy.
Did he... You say he's a Super Bowl champ, right?
Mm-hmm. And the two teams he played with actually played each other in Super Bowl in our lifetime.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. I was going to say.
How many Super Bowls did he win?
One.
Okay. I know you say he had 1,200 yards?
He had 2 1,000 yard seasons, the rest all under 1,000.
And you say he had 13 touchdowns. Did he ever make a Pro Bowl?
No.
All right. Okay, now I gotta think about this.
Sorry.
You said Sonny Michel quick.
What round was he drafted in?
Pretty sure first, but let me see.
This could be a trick.
First round, 23rd pick. Oh, wait.
I was about to say, this could be a trick question because this could have been somebody older. I was literally about to say that, but he said, oh, wait.
Oh, he's kind of pretty old.
And he played 6 years, so he retired in 2014.
What's that dude's name?
How many teams did Lawrence Maroney play for? Because he played for the Eagles.
It's not Maroney.
Okay, he played for the Eagles and the Patriots.
I can't think of the first name. Mendenhall?
Yep.
Rashawn.
Hey! I was thinking about this. I feel like you did it before, though.
He played for Steelers and Cardinals.
Yep. Right. Shane, who caught the game winning touchdown? The Cardinals.
Stop playing. Stop.
You should. I don't know. I don't know if you're saying stop like I know it or stop like.
Holmes, bro.
Okay. Okay. He's on fire today.
They both got the cover on Madden.
I know, but since 10, no, that's not who scored the game when it touched. I just said for the Cardinals.
No, I said the Super Bowl.
Bro, look at this score.
Why
he scored over 300 points?
Can you remember Larry thought he sealed it?
But look,
I thought he sealed it.
For the new main event of the show, we have...
but it's a new main event, or is it for this show? You said for the new main event.
It's gonna keep going after.
Okay,
that
all right, all right, all right.
So this is just us having fun up here, you know. This is usually what we do off air anyway. So I'm just gonna give a team, NFL team, and we're gonna go around just naming a random player. First person to hesitate or duplicate a name is out. Well, that's what's gonna end it.
Okay.
Is it any player at any time?
Any time.
Oh, bet.
Okay.
I want to say our lifetime. Brian, don't be going to no Dan Marino.
He said no Dan Marino.
If it's the Dolphins, I'm saying Dan Marino.
It is, but it's not crazy. But
okay.
He could make up a name. We would just have to go with it.
Pennington.
No, for real. George Johnson. Okay. I guess.
Shut up.
All right. First team we're doing this for. So I can try to remember.
We're doing one team per
One team per episode.
Okay, makes sense. Okay,
Chicago Bears.
Oh,
I say less.
I'll start it off with Matt Forte.
Which way are we doing?
We'll go this way. GU next.
Devin Hester.
Gale Sayers.
Kyle Orton.
Son. Rex Grossman.
Kyle Orton.
You already said Kyle Orton.
Oh yeah, you're cooked.
Oh damn!
All right, G's out. Let's go.
I was gonna say Cutler.
We say Cutler. I hope not.
Nah, Cut. All right, okay. Brian.
Brian Urlacher.
Allen Robinson. Two back to you, Shane.
I'm too burnt.
Let's go.
I'm
this is about to be hilarious. This is about to be hilarious.
I have so many bears in my head.
Is you?
No, it's on you. Change just got out. 3, 2, one.
Lance Briggs.
Is that
yes.
What you mean, bro?
That's not. No, I'm thinking of Knox. That brother got his back.
That's what I was thinking of. Johnny Knox.
Johnny Knox. That's what I'm thinking of.
That's what I was going to say. Why did you not say Matt Forte?
I said that was my first one.
I was going to say Charles Tillman.
I was thinking of a defensive back. I had so many people, but I did not know you said
Cal Orton. Brandon Marshall.
All right, man. So yeah, that's how we're gonna start ending the show from now on.
Yeah, Brian, we would've went forever if I really paid attention.
I would have been out because I keep laughing, bro.
Need to say Gale Sayers.
So y'all are sick, bro.
Well, you would have been mad as shit. I would've said Ron Rivera. I was about to keep that going.
Did Patterson play for the Bears too?
Yeah,
Cordell Patterson. Yeah.
They had another famous like player coach, didn't they?
Mike Singletary.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to
laugh at
nigga. You would be mad as shit when I said Dick Butkus.
Eddie Jones.
Wildest football name ever, dog. Oh my god,
crazy.
Oh, my God. Next week. And just for the record, it's not any advantage to me. I just thought of the team like we're doing now. I'm not about to go in here thinking of, you know, this is the team we're going to do. Oh, my God. I'm just going to say a random team. But y'all got to keep track, too. So Chicago was the first thing we did. So next week will be a brand new team. But that's where we're going to end off. G, appreciate you for sliding.
Of course, brother.
It's been a minute. Brian, Shane, appreciate y'all for driving. Is y'all saying the Miss Be Nasty weather?
Yeah. But, straight Be Nasty outside. It is.
Well, this is a holiday week, so I was going to say we got to get an NBA episode in. This is a holiday week, so happy holidays to everybody. You know, eat good, turn up, be safe, all that. And we'll catch y'all next week.